Good morning. Come on in, find a place. I've been on a bit of a journey with my morning for transitions. It's been about a month ago I knew that I'd be on transitions today, and the Lord started speaking to me about some stuff. And part of that is the scripture you see up on the screen here. And we'll also be visiting around that part of scripture during the offering today also. And I never get tired of looking at Mount McKinley, by the way. Yeah. We are so blessed to live in this country here. Mount McKinley, the highest mountain in our nation, right out our window. You know, God is right out our window also, and in our heart if we allow Him to be. He is the highest of all, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so if you go ahead and stand with me, and I'd like to say this together to start us off today. So, Heavenly Father, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Come on, Lord. Yes, thank you, Father. So just go ahead and raise your hands and worship. Let Him know that you really mean it. Step in. Step into what He has for you today. Faith. Step in faith. Let Him pour into you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Chose this. This is amazing, you know, like why am I dragging my feet? And because the joy isn't there. And the joy comes from the thanksgiving and the praise of who He is and what He's done, and He gives us what we need to do that. So as we do this song, the chorus is, "Oh, how good that it is to sing praise to the Lord. Oh, how great is the name above all names. From the rising of the morning sun to the setting of the same, oh, how good that it is to sing praise. How good it is." So, that's what we want to think about as we're going through this song.
Thank you.
the Lord led me down a path that had me on a website, a place I hadn't been to before, called Project of Love. And it's basically worship songs that are strictly scripture based. Xander Stoke and his wife Janice, she does the videography. They take scripture and put it to music. And one of them I felt really spoke to me, and the Holy Spirit was particularly highlighting it to me. You know, I remember back in the 60s, I've been around a little while, so I still remember. I can still remember ads with some little jingle that goes with that ad. I have a really hard time remembering scripture, actually, but I remember these. It's kind of convicting in a way. I remember all these ads from back when I was a kid, right? Those seem to be really easy. What's up with the scripture, Lord, right? So maybe you're in that boat, too. Maybe sometimes remembering scripture doesn't come easy to you either. And so, anyway, I was on this website and I heard this song on Project of Love, and we're going to play it. I'm going to play it at the end of my offering message here, I guess. And I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up on that. The Holy Spirit, if you're one who maybe has trouble remembering scripture addresses and stuff, I believe this video that I'm going to play will maybe help you find a way to remember some of those important addresses that are important to you, because the Lord speaks to us in a lot of different ways, right? And some of us maybe need that kind of a help. I know I do. So I'm going to start by reading the scripture a little before and after of where the video is, and then we'll play the video. And you're welcome to come up during the video to put your offering in, or we'll be also during the song directly after that too. You could come up. So I went into the translation that the song is done in, and that's the New Living Translation. I'm in Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to read a fair amount of scripture, 19 through 34. Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart also will be. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautiful as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. And so the title to this video takes us back, 26, yeah. Look at the birds. Go ahead. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, for giving us examples that can help lead us to you, lead us to life. Keep us on track, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
pray for them, though, and it's important that we do. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you so much, Father, for the generation that's coming up behind us, Lord. Help us to lead them and guide them and teach them. Let them experience your love and your grace, Lord. Just pray for the teachers today that you pour through them, Lord, and that you wash out on every single kid today, Lord. Same for us here with the word, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Take a moment, maybe say hi, and now we'll transition to the next part of this. Thank you.